Hello everyone, welcome back to Path to Muscle Fit podcast. Today's topic is changes in Natural Bodybuilding Federations. Mainly the OCB came out with a change in its pro division guidelines. This just dropped. Let me tell you first that I've never competed in the OCB federation before. Not done any of these shows. Checked out the website once before. The main thing with me when it comes to bodybuilding is travel. And if certain shows are not in close proximity, like in your home state, or it could be in another state at a distance away, but I say, hey, bodybuilding's getting a little bit expensive. But with me right now, I just do maybe one or two shows a year, given, you know, but I just definitely love the sport. And I'm about to get into this about this whole rule change that the OCB has. Now, as I said before, I never competed in the OCB, but on their website and a few people that I, few people that I know that actually compete, put up a post about the OCB changing the guidelines for its pros. Now, keep in mind, this is the pro division. This has nothing to do with the amateur side. And I'll give my thoughts on that in the coming minutes here. Now, on the OCB website, they said all pro as of starting next year. It's not in effect now because pretty much the competition season is pretty much over. Not for every federation, but for a majority of them. OCB pros cannot go to NPC and compete in the NPC as long as they're an OCB pro. Now, if they violate those guidelines, they will be barred from pro competition in the OCB for 3 years. So if you're an OCB pro, okay, this goes into effect January 1st of 2020. This goes into effect. And if you're an OCB pro and you go compete in the NPC show, you cannot compete in the OCB as a pro for the next 3 years. You will be violating that rule change. And you will be barred from competition as a pro for 3 years in the OCB. You're pretty much getting penalized for competing in the NPC. Now, the people that I know that put up a post, it was two people actually that put up a post. And I actually talked to a good friend that actually competes in the OCB. He competes in one of their biggest competitions of the year. And it's held out in D.C. Called the Yorton Cup, if you're familiar with that. People that compete in OCB. He was telling me that they got this rule change coming down. He actually put up the post and circled it and said, hey, just read the last part of this thing, because he was going through the rule. It was going through the rule change for pros. Now, my whole thoughts on this, but let me stop for a minute. Let me take a side trip here, a little side quest. And another person that I know put that up on there as a post also, and they was asking a bunch of people, what do they think about it? So a lot of people on both sides of the fence. There's people that agree with it, and there's people that don't agree with it, of course. So both sides of the fence has their own opinions on it. And one comment that I liked that one person actually said that makes a whole lot of sense. When it comes to this, now, mind you, as I said before, this is the only the OCB. Any other natural federation, as far as I'm concerned, has not had this rule change at all. It's only OCB, and I think it's going to start with them, and it may take a trickle effect, and other natural federations may follow suit. I mean, there's a few changes that actually came around in natural federations as a pro. You cannot, as a pro, you can only compete in one division. Say, like, this is a good example. If you are a bodybuilder, you can't cross over and do classic physique. a pro bodybuilder. Let me say pro bodybuilder and a pro classic physique competitor. You cannot cross over to do pro bodybuilding, and you can, and vice versa. You cannot, as a pro classic physique competitor, you cannot cross over and do pro bodybuilding. Now, that's a rule change that actually started this year. And I found that out at the at a May show that I compete at religiously every year. For the past 6 years, I've been competing at this show. And this is one of the rule changes that actually came down this year. And it's actually another rule that's actually taken effect in other natural federations. Because this is something new to me. I didn't know. And they started letting competitors know when they got to the show instead of kind of before. So it kind of was a rule change, I think, that just came out. A lot of people didn't get it written in stone until I think later during this year, they actually, I think, cracked down on it, which I think is something that actually happened. Now, from what I was about to say before, this comment that this person said, they said that about this OCB pro OCB change, they said that they love it. And I quote, they said, "I love it. The NPC is about popularity and druggies. If you are natural, support the sport." In my opinion, comment of the year when it comes to bodybuilding. I'll tell you why. The reason why I'm so behind this comment is because it makes perfect sense. Now, the thing about people that compete naturally in natural federations, let me put that out there, natural federations, because some people did have other comments, and I'll get to that in a moment. They said, if you're natural, support the sport. And what they're saying is that you're a natural competitor, you need to stay on that side of the fence and support natural federations that do not allow any kind of anabolic drug use at all. At all. I'm talking about outlawed. You should support natural bodybuilding to the fullest. You should not be going over to NPC. The thing about NPC, there's a lot of bodybuilders, pro bodybuilders, and amateurs, but there's more pro bodybuilders that's in natural federations that want to jump over to NPC and try to prove a point. They're trying to prove a point that they can win a show over there naturally. Okay? But you're competing against people that's on drugs. Now, if you come in second, and I've seen this before, people come in second place. Mind you, I've never been to an NPC show. And I have my thoughts and opinions on NPC for many years. I'm talking about 10 plus years. 10 plus, maybe longer than that, because I got my opinions on it and about drug use in the sport. I'm not for it. And I'm definitely like this. It's like the old school saying, when you would go to the arcades, all the time. And like, let's take Street Fighter 2, for instance. They always had the seal on the screen: winners do not use drugs. And that's a proven fact. Winners don't use drugs. There's a lot of cheaters out there today that's on the anabolic race, that assume that when they go to NPC, they got to take drugs. But a whole bunch of them is taking drugs. Once a lot of people cross over to NPC and you get on those drugs, you might as well forget it. I say, always say, don't sell your soul to get ahead. And that's what a lot of these fools are doing. And that comment that person made, that the NPC is about popularity and druggies, makes perfect sense. It so makes perfect sense. Like, so many people want to get over there to try to get exposure for their social media, and it's mainly social media what they're trying to get exposure for when they go NPC, because a lot of these scouts, a lot of these sponsors are going to look at an NPC competitor and say, hey, we probably can get this person a sponsorship. They're doing pretty good. They got a good following. They got a lot of traction on their social media. And plus, they're an NPC competitor. And they look great. Let's give them a shot. A lot of people are trying to run after that. Now, other people in there had comments like, you know, they're calling bullshit. You know, this is crap. You know, they're taking away our free will to go to any federation we want to. And my buddy said that he doesn't agree with it because they are taking away our free will to go to any federation that we kind of want to. They should allow that. But I have my own, as I said before, everyone's going to have their opinion on this. And it's perfectly fine for a whole bunch of people to have their opinion on something. It's how the world turns. It's how disputes get solved. And it's how debates will go on for the end of, to the test of time, because everyone has an opinion. And then one person actually said, which didn't make any sense at all. They said, go compete at NPC. And, you know, just take the whole 3 years off. You can always come back to OCB and qualify for a pro card. In my opinion, that doesn't make sense. It has some fact to that also, because it doesn't make sense because we don't know how long it took you to become a pro. You know, you didn't mention that in your little speech the comment that you threw out there. How long did it take for you to become a pro? Because you're telling somebody to go and violate the rules. You're telling them to go violate the rules. Tell them to go do the wrong thing. Go compete at NPC and then turn right around and say, oh, well, I'm going to take that 3-year violation and then come back and compete in the amateurs and try to requalify for pro. Now, we all know, and the listeners that's the people that's listening that came by, listen, I appreciate people coming by and listening to the podcast. A lot of us bodybuilders know that the sport is very subjective. It is very subjective. So, I mean, you can come in looking phenomenal. You can come in looking great. You've left no stone unturned. You've hit all the checkpoints. You hit all the bases. You come into that show, and there's going to be some judges out there that may have one of their fanboys on that stage. You know, and they say, well, I'm going to give him a push because I know who he is and I know how hard he works, versus this guy who looks great. He looks great. He's polished and everything, but I just think, you know, I'm just going to help him out. I'm going to give him a couple extra points. And that's wrong. That is so wrong across the board on so many levels. And I know how it feels to be burnt like that. You know, it happened to me twice, and I know it happened to a whole bunch of other people that compete. You know, and another YouTube video said, a few people said, the judges dictate the sport. They dictate who wins. Flat out. The judges dictate everything. Who wins that show, who comes in, whatever place it is, man. The judges dictate everything. And it's all by subjective opinion on who looks great that day and who you like more. You know, I don't know that person, but, you know, we'll give them this place. You know, we know that person there, we'll throw them a bone. You know? But those comments that some people made that just didn't make sense, and some other people said they're for it. They agree and they're for it. They are for change because it makes a lot of sense. What OCB said, they said in there, they said, if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. And I agree with that 100%, hands down. Because how are you going to compete in the Natural Federation, become pro, okay, and then turn right around and go NPC, knowing for a fact that at some point in time, you're going to have to fight fire with fire. You're going to have to get on the anabolic drugs, the anabolic steroids, all that shit, to compete with all those other people on stage, especially if you're doing the USA's and the Team Universe. You know, hands down, damn well, that you're going to have to get on that shit to even make an impact. To make an impact. And this could be just a local show, a local NPC show. And this is one of the biggest problems with people who compete in NPC. And don't get me wrong, this happens in the Natural Federations too. When some people become pro, the whole demeanor kind of changes. okay? And then some of them start being a little bit arrogant, but a lot of people be arrogant before they even get to that point. But when you go to NPC, and some people will get like a second place spot from someone else, and they said, damn, you know, I got a second place spot. I almost won that joint. Let me do another show. I qualify for this. Of course, at NPC, you got to win a certain amount of shows to actually qualify for the USA's or the Team Universe. You don't have to win each one, but you got to be at least top two. Damn near top three to actually qualify for those shows at the end of the year. Now, that qualification, as far as I know, lasts for a good year, that qualification. So you can just take off the rest of the year and just train for that show the following year. Just train for it, you know, and get ready for it. Diet, train, you know, stay on track, that kind of a thing like that. So that qualification will be there. Or you can just keep competing and keep, you know, polishing up on the craft. Because that's pretty much what bodybuilding is. It's a craft. It's an art. It's a lifestyle. Number one, lifestyle. And I think a lot of people tend to forget that. You know, I kind of put that in my other podcast. A lot of people kind of forget that it's a lifestyle. It's not about, you know, flashy cars and, you know, your houses and all this stuff that you got and trying to flash everything off. It's a lifestyle. It's eat, sleep, and breathe bodybuilding. I'm talking about you eat, sleep, and breathe that lifestyle. You know, it's not about lavish. It's about just trying to live as healthy as possible. Now, those other people that's on the drugs, that's not actually living healthy at all, you know. But that's my thoughts on the whole thing at large. You know, my buddy was tripping out about it. And then the other person I know as well, which was kind of like lost for words too, because they were kind of planning on doing an NPC show at the end of the year in 2020, but now they had to reevaluate the things they want to do. And in my opinion, I think that people that compete in natural federations should stay in natural federations instead of going to the NPC, because people going to the NPC, you know, they don't win, and then they tend to drop out because they had too much expectation going in. There's people that compete in that federation that if they don't win like two or three times, like these shows they go to, even four times, they don't even let it run that long. They just give up and quit, and they say, I'm done with bodybuilding. Because the thing with me, I've been following bodybuilding since I was a teenager, like a young kid. And I said before, the first muscle mag that I picked up had Flex Wheeler on the front. I'm not sure if the listeners know who this bodybuilder is, but people who do know who Flex Wheeler is will know who I'm talking about. And that really inspired me to just get in that kind of shape. Now, given I was too young to even know that these guys were on anabolics back in the day, but a lot of stuff just came to light back in the day, like a lot of truths. And the anabolic drugs were not out like that. It was only like, I think, 3 to 4 anabolic steroids back out in the day. And compared to what it is today, I'm talking about, there's so much shit on the fucking market. It's insane. You know, but so many people abuse it. They just assume that, you know, if they take all these drugs that they're going to look like these other people, you know. But it's like there's no conditioning anymore in bodybuilding at all. There's no symmetry, there's no conditioning. It's just about being who's the biggest guy on stage, you know. And it's so out in the open now when it comes to drugs. It's insane. I said, you got young teenagers asking about this, even like young 20-somethings asking about anabolic steroids and drugs and stuff like that. I went to a seminar as a speaker 2 years ago in front of a bunch of kids at a military academy. I am prior military myself, veteran Navy. And I talked to these kids, and when I tell you, I got a young kid asking me about steroids, and that kid is not even 10 years old yet because of what he's probably seeing on social media, on the internet, because the anabolics are everywhere. It's like no one cares anymore, especially a lot of these guys that's taking them. I said, listen, guys, you got a lot of kids watching you doing this stuff. You know, need to wake up a little bit and be like, hey, you know, need to put that crap under wraps and not show that kind of stuff, because you got these young kids watching and you know they're going to be wanting, trying to be like you. When I heard that young kid ask me about that, I was like, wow. I was mind blown. Straight mind blown that kid asked me that. He's not even 10 years old yet. That kid was like 6 to 7 years old, and he's asking me about that at that young age. I never thought to the day I hear a young kid ask about something like that. It's insane. So, as I said before, that's my thoughts on the OCB change. Hey, maybe one day I may compete in the OCB show. I don't know, but I look at every bodybuilding show as fair game, except for the NPC. I do not even affiliate with any bodybuilding federation that allows drugs. I am totally against it. And it's going to be that way to the end of time, because I'm like about being as natural as possible. As natural as possible. Not even have 1 ounce of that crap in your body. You know, the people that take it, you know, like more power to them, you know, just, you know, live your life. Just, hey man, you know, I would only say be careful with it and just, you know, try to live as long as possible, but don't sell your soul to get ahead, man. Don't chase something. There's a lot of people that do that, that's chasing something that they may never get, and they doing it for popularity reasons instead of doing it for the right reasons. Like, don't take drugs and try to compete for the wrong reasons. Like, go into the show naturally, as natural as you can, and just keep going with it. Let me tell you this. There's a bodybuilder back in the 2000s. That guy's been around for the longest time. He's been around since the early 2000s, damn near in the 90s. His name is Jerome Ferguson. And this guy has been competing in the NPC for over 10 years. Until he became pro. He stuck around for 10 years before becoming pro. Before becoming pro in the NPC. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because he just never gave up. As I said before, there's people that will go to the NPC and compete. They'll do it at least one, like two or three times, and then they give up if they don't win. Because they, like I said before, they go on with this expectation that they're supposed to win. And they're getting all hyped up from the people that they know, family members, the coach that they have is saying, yeah, you're going to kill it and stuff like that. There's so many people that do that, especially in social media. They just hype somebody up and the person starts to believe it and get all this, you know, this traction and fire. And they go in and get disappointed, and they do it like at least one or two more times, and they say, man, if I'm not going to place in the top two or at least get first and win, then I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm just going to give up. And that guy finally became pro after 10 years competing in that. You know, now a lot of these guys over time get on the anabolics, man. You know, so I mean, hey. I would say live your life, but me, I'm against it. There's other people that's on board that's against it. I just don't agree with anabolic use in bodybuilding, period. I know that the guys back in the 70s took it, the guys back in the 80s and the 90s took it, you know, and it's out of control today, you know, but hey, as I said before, that's my thoughts on this, the OCB guideline change for pro bodybuilders, you know, going to an NPC show, competing, and being penalized for 3 years for actually violating those rules. That's my thoughts on that. You can go to the OCB online website to guidelines, go down to the pro section and read the rules. This is a new guideline that was put out. And you'll also see the rules that they have about pro bodybuilding and pro class of physique, about the crossovers, that you can't do it. You have to compete in only one division. So that's how things are going. Bodybuilding is getting more expensive, you know, to compete in. But I say, if you love it, you'll do it. You know, it's not about sometimes, you know, even if you know you're not going to be 100% ready, you still show up and do it because you love the sport, you know, and you just love doing it, you know. So that's my thoughts on that. I hope everyone has a good evening, good night, a good day, wherever you are in the world. Take it easy. Peace.